And the scripture reading today comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 12, 14, and then 19 and 20. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, beginning with verse 12. Everything is permissible for me, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permissible for me, but I will not be mastered by anything. Then verse 14. By his power, God raised the Lord from the dead, and he will raise us also. And then verses 19 and 20. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. The word of the Lord for us this resurrection morning. Now you may be seated. We've gathered today to celebrate a miracle. Jesus, who was once dead, is alive. The Lord and Savior of the world, according to Colossians 2:15, has overcome all power and all authority. And he did this to offer eternal life. This is an amazing fact. It's an amazing gift. I'd like us, just for a few moments, to look deep inside. Reflect for a moment. And as you examine your own heart and mind, what do you most deeply value and revere in your life? Do you see Christ? Today, in this location and in tens of thousands of other locations all around the world, we see the body of Christ. You are part of the body of Christ, or a potential part of that body. If there is no Christ inside, there can be no Christ for other people. 1 Corinthians 6:19 reminds us, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? Today is a day of celebration, to celebrate that Christ is alive. This is a day to really rejoice. But what if the Holy Spirit is not living in you? Then where will Christ live? Each one of us can live life as a resurrection person. This day, among all others, is a day to rejoice, to celebrate, to give thanks, and to appreciate the greatness that is the Lord God. This is the day to celebration. Remember, Jesus was tortured upon the cross. He shed his blood so we could be forgiven, but he is alive. And from the depths of darkness and despair come a glorious light that we celebrate today. It's a grand light. Our beaten, our defeated, our crucified Lord, he defeated all the powers of evil and darkness through the resurrection. Jesus is alive, and that's why we've come together today. As Christians, we come together to rejoice. It's a wonderful day. God gave us such a beautiful day yesterday, didn't he? And it's so beautiful today after the long, harsh winter that we all went through. And I think this is a reminder to us that our Lord is Lord of the good times and he's Lord of the bad times. Our Lord is Lord of both the death and resurrection. And we can have, through our Christian faith, a faith that will prevail against any and every obstacle you and I ever face. The light of Christ can dispel all darkness. And that is a light that you can't compare to some of these new little twirly bulbs that we have to buy now, right? Jesus lives again to establish God's kingdom, not just temporary, but God's kingdom for all time. And one glorious day, Jesus has said he's going to return again to this planet. And it is our privilege today, not just on Resurrection Day, but every day, to be a people of God, gifted, graced, and called to be the body of Christ for this world. You see, when we say yes to faith in Christ, we are making a commitment to represent Christ as an ambassador to others. Each person here can resolve to be a holy individual, and I'm talking about H-O-L-Y here, set apart for holy work. And what was begun during the earthly ministry of Jesus Christ, he has entrusted to us to continue. In the Church of the Brethren, we like to be known for continuing the work of Jesus, peacefully, simply together. That's our motto. God is deeply interested in what you and I think and do, not just for an hour and 15 minutes on a Sunday morning, but 24/7. We call this room where we're worshiping this morning a sanctuary. And I've called today's message sanctuaries. Historically, a sanctuary, it's a holy place. It's designated for worship for God. And in various ages and places, sanctuaries have been dedicated to worship, for protection, for consecration. But this real sanctuary of the Lord, the holy place where God dwells, is never in the Bible defined as bricks and mortar, but it is defined by the people who proclaim Jesus is Lord. You see, a sanctuary can't become a place that we just use to escape the world and all its problems. But a sanctuary must provide a place, a holy orientation to all of humanity. A sanctuary is not just where we go, but a sanctuary must become a valid description of you and me and who we can be in Christ Jesus. There's a contemporary worship song that pleads, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. But is this really what we want? You see, to be a sanctuary, to be a holy place set aside for worship and commitment to God requires that we give our whole lives to honoring and serving God. This is an incredible pledge, to pledge every aspect of your life to the Lord. The resurrection miracle is that Jesus is alive, not just as a one-time special historical event, but Jesus is alive for all time. And the evidence of this miracle is in the world today, in us, God's people, the church, called out individuals who are witnessing to the reality of Christ's redeeming love. By our words, by our actions, we can prove that God's grace is real. You know, Jesus is alive, but the demonstration of his life is only to the extent that he is alive in the hearts and minds of his people. Consider for a moment, as part of the body of Christ, each of us has the privilege to be an ongoing gift of love, grace, forgiveness, and compassion in this world that needs all those things so much. You and I, we can dedicate ourselves to working for peace, justice, mercy, and acceptance. If those outside the Christian community are ever to personally appreciate, know, and understand Christ, they're going to come to know him through observing and interacting with us. Back in the 1960s, and I realize that dates me a little bit, I once read the following poem published in Billy Graham's Decision magazine. Help me remember when others I see that they're reading the Bible according to me. Matthew and Barnabas, Peter and Paul, to them, their names, that's all. You see what an awesome but yet humbling responsibility we have. This is why we are to be holy, called out ones. There is no other reason for our existence together as a congregation than to live a Christ-like life for other people. Too often, we're really clear on what we expect to receive when we gather together. But too often, we are less clear about what our responsibility is as individuals to be a sanctuary to other people. A sanctuary is to be a holy place. It has and always has been a sacred place where we can seek God individually, but also corporately. It's a place where we can gather to worship God, but it also can become an aspect of our identity as people who have made vows of dedication to serve the risen Christ. How many of you, and I don't want hands raised on this, this is for introspection this morning, how many of you have admitted you are a sinner? You believe that Jesus died on the cross so you could be forgiven. You really believe that Jesus rose again from the grave, and you've chosen to receive him as your personal Savior and your manager of your life 24/7. We know there are many people in this community that are hurting and they're struggling. There are people who are aching to know love and acceptance. There are people who need a safe place. They need a sanctuary. And they may never enter a church building. But yes, they are going to encounter us. Will they find sanctuary? How will they find God's grace in us? Will they receive love and acceptance from us? How will they encounter the words of the risen Christ in our words and actions? I firmly 100% believe that Jesus is alive. And I believe that Jesus can live within us through the power of his Holy Spirit, the incarnate Word of God, the Savior of the world, the living, breathing body of Christ is present in this world today. I remember as a youngster, one of my favorite activities in the summer was to spend 1 or 2 weeks at Grandmother and Grandfather Smith's farm. And when I went to visit with them at the farm, they would usually take me to vacation Bible school. And one of the songs that I learned there, I have never forgotten, and I think it means even more to me today than it did back then. I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever men may say. I see his hand of mercy. I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. If you know the chorus, join in with me. He lives, he lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, he lives. Salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Yes, each one of us can be a temple of God. Each one of us can be a holy sanctuary. And may we resolve again to honor and glorify God by the way we treat others, by sharing the teachings of Christ, and by extending to everyone we meet the gospel of Jesus' healing love and care. And let's resolve to do that more verbally and more in tangible ways. The message of Easter is we can be resurrection people. We can believe in the risen Lord. And our challenge today is to go forth from this place to proclaim the light and the righteousness of Jesus Christ for everyone on this planet. Hallelujah. Amen.